Hi, you're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com, and we're lucky to have a gentleman named David Gendron with us today. And David has a very interesting company. It's called Valis International. It's you can find that at ValisInternational.com. And he actually establishes businesses, including merchant accounts and the whole setup, for overseas businesses or non-U.S. businesses. So it's a very, very unique industry, very niche market, and it'll be interesting to hear how David operates his business and how things are going. David is the president and CEO of Valis International, and instead of going on and on myself, why don't I just start off by saying thanks very much for being on the call, David.
That's my pleasure. I look forward to doing this interview with you.
Thanks very much. Let's start off with your background. Where have you come from?
Well, I have started this company. I'm Canadian. And originally I wanted to sell things to Americans. Well, I wanted to sell things online, and I figured that Americans were a very large market to my south, so I wanted to sell them to Americans because Canadians don't buy quite as much as Americans do. So this was back in 1996, actually, that I started this up and decided that that being so close, I just needed to go across the border and talk to a few people and figure things out. But it was a lot more than that. I ended up having to convince everyone that it was a good idea to sell things on the internet, because back then people weren't even doing that. So it was quite a learning process for me, as well as an educational process for all the people I was dealing with. But eventually we worked it out between the banks and the processors and the merchant providers that we could do it. And it was a very long process, because it went back through all of them. And each time, they just come back with the one thing that I needed to continue, so I'd get that, and then it would go back again, and then it would come back with another thing that I needed. So it went through companies and addresses and tax IDs and phone numbers and the whole works, until basically I'd had everything in the States except actually lived there myself.
Wow.
And so by the time we were all through, I realized that if it was that much trouble for me to do it, and I live an hour from the border, then it's going to be a lot harder for anyone else to do it, and I can't be the only one out here thinking that I want to sell stuff over the internet. So I decided to turn into a service company instead of figuring out what to sell and shipping and packing goods myself. So once all that was established, we put together a package, and now we sell services that can enable anyone to sell things to Americans, or to anyone these days, in American dollars online.
So how long was this process? How long did it take you to get through the whole thing?
It took us about 6 months to a year to get everything sort of finalized and cooked up and into a form where we could help other people do it.
Right. So as far as actually going about setting up something, as far as a business in the States, how does that come about? What did you have to go through?
Well, the first step to getting set up in the States was to form a company. And we looked at all the different states and where it would make sense for us to form a company. And the top two were Nevada and Delaware. And we opted for Delaware because in Delaware they have no state sales tax for anyone, whereas in Nevada they do actually have state sales tax on items sold inside Nevada. And there's, of course, no state income tax on foreign companies, on foreign-owned companies or companies that do business outside of Delaware. So, and it was able to form a company within a day, so it was all very quick and easy, and it's cheap. So it all made sense to go with Delaware. So we formed it up in Delaware, and then we were told that we needed to get a tax ID for the company. So back in 1996, that was a relatively easy process of just calling up the IRS and getting them to give it to you over the phone. But of course, that has changed considerably, and now they require people, if you're going to get it yourself, you'll need to get an ITIN first, and then, which can take up 7 weeks, because you actually have to send your actual passport into the United States for them to check it all, and then they send it back to you. But then we didn't need to do that, so I just got it over the phone. I didn't need to get a personal tax ID in the States, which makes me very happy.
Yes.
And now, these days, we've actually hooked up with an accountant so that we can get the DEINs for you without you having to get an ITIN yourself either. So you can still be in the same position I was in 1996, and we can still get it in a day. So we've saved everyone a whole lot of trouble there, a whole lot of future trouble, because no one really wants to file personal income tax in the States if they don't live there.
Exactly.
And so once we had the tax ID, we were told that we needed to have an office. So we went down and we opened up an office just across the border in a little town called Linden in Washington State. Because the office doesn't need to be in the same state that the company set up in. So we had our company set up in Delaware, we had our office in Washington, then we needed to register with the state of Washington, but they have favorable regulations for out-of-state companies, too, so it was all pretty simple there. And then we got hooked up with our phone lines, and we hired someone to work in the office, and we did all that stuff, and then we got the bank account for the company at the U.S. bank that was just a block away from our office. And then when I was talking to them, I asked if we could open up accounts for our clients. At this point, I was thinking that I'd already move into a service industry instead of the sales. And they said, yeah, sure. So we went ahead with that. So we opened up our own account, and now we can open up accounts for people, although the bank has changed since then. And once you have the bank account and the address and the EIN and the tax ID, it's just a matter of calling up a favorable merchant account provider, which in our case is Card Service International, because they still handle foreign-owned U.S. companies. And then you're good to go.
So it's actually quite a process if I was going to try and do it on my own.
It is. It is possible for you to do it, but it takes a lot of work, a lot more work, and it will actually cost you more to do it yourself. In money as well as time, than it would to come through us, just because we've streamlined everything and we've got the connections and everything's already set up.
So what does Valis do then, for example, being outside the U.S. when I come to you and say, okay, I want to get myself set up in the States? What's the process that happens there?
Well, the first thing that you need to do is come to us by phone or email. You don't even need to come in to visit us. We can do everything remotely, so you just need to fill out an order form, upload some required documents like your passport and a utility bill and a bank reference, and then from there, we do the rest. We set it up, and you're good to go.
And how long does that take using Valis?
We can have the full U.S. business presence set up in less than a week, but most of the time it takes two or three, but that's mostly dependent on how quickly you provide us with the documents that we require. The full U.S. business presence is the corporation, the EIN, the office, the registered agent, the phone and fax numbers, and the bank account, the corporate bank account. And then once we have all that, we can shoot you over to Card Service International for the merchant account application. And that is usually done inside of 2 weeks, but I've seen that done in as little as a week as well.
Wow.
So if everything goes really smoothly and everyone's on the ball, then you can have the whole thing set up in as little as 2 weeks.
So then how does my office work in the U.S.?
Well, we have our office. We moved our office to Delaware last year, so now we have our office in Wilmington, Delaware, where it's staffed. And any mail that comes in your company name or your personal name, we will forward to you once a week. So it's any mail that comes in is just ongoingly sent to you. If there's something really important that you're getting, like a registration email from PayPal that's time limited, then we'll open it and scan it and email it to you as well. We're quite conscientious of pleasing our clients.
Fantastic. So you said I get a phone number and a fax number. Is there someone there physically answering the phone for me?
We recommend call 8 for phone services. You can get a myriad of local numbers as well as toll-free numbers that work in the States and outside of the States. And those numbers can actually be forwarded to anywhere in the world. So you can list a Wilmington, Delaware phone number on your website, and it will ring wherever you happen to be, so you can answer it yourself.
Oh, fantastic.
And then for faxes, K7.net, they offer free fax services. Just go straight to your email, and you get your own private fax numbers. It's a fantastic service. They're actually a subset of Call 8 themselves.
Excellent. So if I wanted, for example, to send a FedEx package, or if I have, for example, I have a postcard campaign that I want to run, is that something that I could coordinate through you if I wanted to have that sent from within the U.S.?
We do occasional remailings. We're not set up to do permanent remailings. If you were to do a postcard setup, you'd probably be better off getting an account with mailboxes, etc., or Staples or someone like that, have them print it and mail them for you. as opposed to sending us a box of postcards and having us mail it out, because it would be more efficient if they were to print them and send them themselves.
Okay.
Now, and we're happy to make recommendations like that to clients.
Okay, super. So you have kind of a network of people who, if it's a service that you don't directly offer, you could refer us to.
We certainly can.
Oh, fantastic.
But yeah, if you want a FedEx package sent out from your U.S. office, no problem. You send it to us in an envelope or a package the way you want it sent, and then we'll just send it out. Once we get there, we'll put the postage on it, and away it goes.
Beautiful. So what are some of the benefits as far as being a non-U.S. Business owner, opening a business in the U.S.? What are some of the benefits for me?
Well, the Americans in general prefer to do business with Americans. So as long as you appear to be American, there's less hesitation up front. Once they get to know you and they know that you're not American, it'll matter less. We're not trying to convince anyone that you are in America. It's just that it prevents people from turning away immediately when they find out that you happen to live in Australia or Pakistan or wherever
right.
the client happens to be.
So is this something that's available from every country in the world?
All countries can sign up except for a couple of them, like Iraq and Iran, that have problems with the American government.
Right.
But 99% of the countries out there we can work with, not a problem.
Excellent. Now, also, when you register a company, it's registered as an LLC. What is an LLC?
We can actually register companies as a standard corporation or as an LLC, which is a limited liability company.
Okay.
For a multi-member LLC or an LLC owned by a foreign corporation, there's very little difference between an LLC and a corporation because you'll be taxed as a corporation anyway. But as a single-member LLC, if one person owns the company, then you can take advantage of the taxation pass-through. So instead of having to file a complicated tax return in the States, you can file a simple information return saying that that all profit from the company has been passed through to your personal income taxes. And then it's just a matter for you to claim that income on your personal tax wherever you happen to live.
Okay. Do you have an accountant then that can help me with filling out that information?
We do. We have an excellent accountant with years of experience helping foreign companies and foreign-owned U.S. companies. So they're very good at it, and they can file those information returns in a heartbeat or the more complicated corporate tax returns if you have a corporation with income. It's actually quite easy to have a corporation in the States that's owned by another corporation or run by a foreign corporation to not have any profit and therefore not have any taxes to pay, although even if you don't have to pay, you'll still have to file the tax return.
Right.
Just because it's quite possible for your foreign company to charge the U.S. company management fees to the extent where there's no profit left in the company. And
right.
since you only pay tax on profit, you wouldn't need to pay any tax inside the States. You'd just transfer the liability to your foreign company.
So what's the difference then between a limited liability company and a corporation?
The main difference is how they're taxed if it's a single member.
Okay.
Unit with the pass-through. If it's not a single member, you're not taking advantage of the pass-through, then they're essentially handled the same and have the same function. The main difference is that an LLC is more like a combination of a partnership and a corporation than just a corporation, in that the owners are the members and the members are the managers. So there's no separation of ownership and management, like in a corporation where the owners are the shareholders and the management is the management, and they don't necessarily have anything to do with each other.
So
and there's no declaration to the state of who the owners of a corporation are, whereas there is declaration of who the members are of an LLC.
Okay. So if I, for example, something happened and I got sued for $1 million as an LLC company, am I personally liable for that then?
It depends entirely on what you signed your name to. It would be the same with a corporation. Both companies have the limited liability the same way, a corporation and an LLC. So you're not directly liable for something the corporation would do as long as you've kept good care of your company and you're not violating any fraud rules or anything like that. So if you were sued $1 million for someone slipping on the pavement out front of your building, then yeah, you wouldn't be personally liable, just the company would. But if you were to sign your guarantee on the merchant account and someone defrauded you for $10,000 through your merchant account, you, because you guaranteed that personally, would still have to pay that back personally.
Okay.
So you need to be very aware of what you're signing for and what you're, and if you're giving a personal guarantee on things, if you're concerned about the liability of yourself and your company.
Can you give me some advice while I'm going through the process? For example, you mentioned the merchant account. If I don't sign personally for a merchant account,
they won't give you one.
So there's, at some points there is going to have to be some personal liability.
Yeah, okay. There will.
That kind of leads into the practical standpoint of once everything is set up and the business is running, how do I end up making deposits and withdrawals from my bank account?
Well, the bank account has full online banking, so you can view your transactions online. You can also initiate domestic and international wire transfers online, as well as initiating ACHs, so you can send bank-to-bank transfers in the States. And as far as I know, we're actually the only bank that allows that for personal accounts in the States. In Europe and elsewhere, it's quite common to be able to do bank-to-bank transfers, but in the States, it's not. They don't allow their citizens that kind of freedom.
Oh, wow. So it's some sort of, it's a process then that, because I'm dealing with the bank online, do I just put in my bank account number here and then the funds are automatically transferred?
You can do that. That would be a wire transfer to your international account.
Right.
And that's not a problem. You can enter all that information online and enter your wire PIN, which is sent to you separately. And then you'll be able to initiate that transfer. You should have the funds in 3 days. But the accounts also come with a MasterCard. And the MasterCard is a standard MasterCard, so it can be used to shop online or off anywhere a MasterCard is accepted, as well as walking up to any Cirrus ATM machine anywhere in the world and withdrawing cash.
Oh, okay.
So you can get access to your funds everywhere.
Right. You have instant access then.
Yeah, and you can withdraw the cash through an ATM, or you can walk into a restaurant and pay for it with a MasterCard, or into the shopping mall, or however you want to spend your money.
Excellent. Now, when I register a business through you, is my business name on everything, like the bank account and credit card, everything like that? Or
it is your name and your business name are on the bank accounts and the credit cards and the merchant accounts and everything, and our name isn't anywhere on anything.
Okay.
The closest we come to being handling to you is that we remain your registered agent for the state of Delaware.
Right.
So, and that brings us no liability, and that doesn't put us anywhere in your company. It's simply that you pay us to provide the registered office.
Excellent. Now, what kind of costs would be involved with using your service to do all that?
Our U.S. business presence package is $1,000, and that includes the company, the registered agent for the year, for the current year, the EIN retrieval, the U.S. office for 6 months, the corporate bank account, and then there's a $100 postage deposit that we require on top of that, which is what we deplete whenever we send you anything in the mail.
Okay. And then what kind of recurring fees would there be? You said there's an office fee for 6 months.
Yes, that's right. The U.S. office is renewable at $300 a year.
Right.
And the registered agent fee, as long as we remain your office, is $50 a year.
Okay.
If you give up your U.S. office but you want to maintain your corporation, then our registered agent fee goes up to $100 a year,
okay,
which is still cheaper than most of the registered agents out there.
So providing I stay with your company and or with your office, I'm looking at about $350 a year plus whatever postage I use.
Plus the postage, that's right.
Okay.
And then, but on top of that, there are the state fees. If you get an LLC, then there's $200 a year in state fees. If you get a corporation, then it's $600 a year in state fees.
Okay. So regardless, it's pretty much either under $1,000 or under $500 a year to have a complete company, merchant account, bank account, the whole setup.
Yep, that can be taken care of. There are bank fees as well.
Right, yeah.
The corporate bank account will cost you $30 a month unless you maintain a balance of $15,000 in it.
Okay. So it's very, but it is pretty minimal, really.
It is. We try to keep it as low as possible because we know that the profits from businesses should go into the people who run the businesses.
That makes sense.
It does to me.
So who would a typical customer be for you then?
Most of our clients, we have clients from over 90 different countries now, so it's hard to say a typical customer, seeing as they're all very different and they come in for, they all live very different lives. But generally, by the time they get to us, it's because they want to buy or sell something to Americans. A lot of our clients use eBay.
Right.
Either for buying or selling. A lot of them do sell on eBay. Or they use PayPal. And with our U.S. Business Presence Package, you can actually qualify for a U.S. business PayPal account, even if you're not from a country that they currently do business with.
Right.
And you don't need to mislead PayPal or anything. You can tell them absolutely where you live and everything, and they're still happy to work with you because you have full U.S. business presence.
Excellent. So the majority of your clients then would be people who are working online?
Yes. Yeah, the majority of our clients have some sort of business online.
Has anybody ever been rejected? Who's
applied? We, to date, we haven't rejected anyone with a merchant account after we charge them. It's most of the time we will pre-approve people.
Right.
We have a pretty good idea of what Card Service International will approve and what they won't.
Right.
And so if we don't think they'll approve you, we'll tell you that up front before you purchase any of our services. So if your goal is a merchant account and we don't think we'll be able to get you the merchant account, we're not even going to start with the U.S. Business Presence Package.
Okay. So you really give a lot of advice then as well?
We don't give any advice. We're a service company. We're not lawyers or accountants.
Yeah.
So we simply provide services that you deem are necessary. We are more than happy to pre-approve people for each of the items for what their goal is, to let them know whether or not we think it'll be possible, because we don't want to charge them anything or get started with anything that's going to be useless for them.
Right. So if we get through the pre-process, then it's a pretty good chance that we're going to actually be able to get things set up properly.
Yeah. Yeah. So far, our pre-approval has been perfect, but it won't always be that way, I'm sure.
So what kind of competition do you face? Is there a lot of other companies doing this type of thing?
There are a lot of other incorporation companies. It's pretty easy to get a company set up, mm-hmm. either in Delaware or Nevada, or anywhere for that matter, with a lot of incorporation companies out there. But we specialize in having foreign owners. Our package consists of everything that a foreign owner would need, and generally it's $100 to $200 cheaper than even our next lowest competition. You see a lot of incorporators out there saying that they only charge you $25 and all the rest of it, and that's fine, except that, you know, at the end of the day, you are going to end up giving them $550 to get everything that you need.
Right, yeah.
Just because their $25 fee is the incorporation fee doesn't mean that that's all that they're going to take out of it or all that you're going to end up paying. Our simple incorporation package, which includes the company, the RA, the registered agent for the year, the corporate kit, and a certified copy of your incorporation, which is all couriered to you once it's set up, is only $375.
Excellent. Excellent. So from the standpoint of being a non-U.S. business, it's actually a very simple process if we go ahead and use Valis International.
Absolutely.
And there's no other...
We make it as simple as possible. Now, to continue your last question, sorry about the competition.
Sorry.
Beyond the incorporation, there are a couple of other companies out there that do offer a full U.S. business presence, mm-hmm. although most of those can't set up the bank accounts anymore. There are a few other companies out there that can provide a full U.S. business presence, and they are our resellers,
right.
Which is great if you use them. We only work with people that will actually fulfill their end of the bargain as well.
Right.
So we're happy if you come through us or if you come through one of our resellers, just the same.
How would it work with a reseller? Is it kind of like a typical affiliate program where they would just basically refer their clients to you?
No, we have an affiliate program to take referrals, but we also have a reseller program where people can take little bits and pieces of our services and intermingle them with theirs. and we'll provide whichever services they need. Most of the in order to complete a U.S. business presence package, the key thing these days is getting the U.S. bank account.
Right.
And
yep.
since the Patriot Act and all the other regulations have come in, it's very hard for someone that doesn't live in the States or that doesn't visit the States to get a corporate bank account.
Right.
So most of our resellers come to us because of that, because we've partnered up with a bank and we can provide the banking services to anyone quite easily.
Okay. So if I wanted, for example, I'm living in Norway, but if I wanted to set up a reseller package here that I could do for Norwegians, could I set up an entire Vellus International Norway?
You could.
Type thing for you?
You wouldn't necessarily use our name. We can do it completely blindly as a reseller.
Mm-hmm.
So you could set up your own company in Norway and sell our services. You could sell our exact services. You could price them either below us or above us if you think they're willing to pay more.
Right.
We never bring people back to our site, to the Vellus International site, so they're not going to find out later that you overcharged them or undercharged them or whatever.
Right.
You could also be a Vellus certified reseller if you feel that you can benefit from our 7 years of already being online and have some brand awareness as to us. In which case, you wouldn't want to charge them more than us, but you could charge them the same or less because we sell you all our services at wholesale prices.
Right.
So you can actually undercut our final prices if you feel like you want to.
So how would I integrate that for if I wanted to set up a website, for example, maybe Terry's Financial Services? How would I integrate that into the Vellus International system without actually having people know that it's Vellus who's actually doing the background work?
Right. Our U.S. office services for our website, where you can log in and see when packages are sent out and check your postage deposit and make sure that your mail forwarding information and contact details are all correct, is actually usbranchoffice.net.
Right.
So that's not associated with our Vellus International website. So when people go there, they don't see us. They just see the usbranchoffice.net website, which is generic and could be for anyone, and all of our registered agent and mail forwarding clients use that as their interface for their mailing. And then for the bank accounts, since all the accounts are set up at Vellus Savings, which doesn't have any links back to Vellus International either, and it is just the bank, is fine as well. And so ultimately, there's no link back to us, and a reseller can integrate our services into their own, or they can just resell our services because we can provide a full U.S. business package, and if that's all you're after, then you can do that. As a reseller, you could even get your own referral set up with Card Service International so that we would provide the U.S. business presence package, but you would provide the merchant accounts. So there are lots of options. You could, and there are a lot of people that do worldwide and corporations and stuff like that, in which case we would be their U.S. sort of end of their services.
Right.
So you can integrate other things, or a web host could offer a full shopping site e-commerce setup package, in which case we would do the full U.S. business presence and the merchant account, and they would do the hosting and the design and all that sort of stuff. So you can sell our products on their own, or you can integrate it into your own system to provide a more full product offering.
Fantastic. David, this is absolutely, I feel it's pretty much vital information for us that our non-U.S. Based companies, especially since with some of the third-party processors, they've run into difficulties and canceled a lot of people's accounts. So this is something that I can see would definitely have a huge advantage, especially for the non-U.S. Businesses. How would we be able to contact you?
I'm available by phone or by MSN Messenger or by email. All email is answered by the next business day. So we turn around and have things in writing very quickly for you.
Okay. Can you give us your information, your phone number, email, and the whole bit?
Certainly. You can email us at info@vellusinternational.com, which is also our MSN Messenger handle.
Okay.
Our phone number is 302 Oh, this is where I get lost.
792?
792-0175. That's right, 302-792-0175.
Okay, super.
And that actually follows us around. That's our number in Delaware.
Okay.
And can reach one of us at any given time during Pacific business hours.
Excellent, excellent. That's been extremely helpful, David. I'd like to thank you very much for your time. Do you have any closing points that you'd like to cover that we didn't cover in the chat?
I think you did an excellent job and asked great questions. I guess I'd just like to say that we do have clients from over 90 different countries. We're more than happy to work with anyone and everyone that the U.S. government will allow us to. And we love making people happy. It's our goal to provide great services and to enable people to fulfill their own dreams.
Excellent. Thanks very much, David. You've been listening to David Gendron from ValisInternational.com and Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com. Thanks very much for your time.